Please pray with me.
跟我们一起祷告。
Father, may you be honored and glorified in what's said today.
在天上的父，愿你的名被尊崇。
May your word be proclaimed.
愿你的话语被宣告。
And may any words that come from me not be remembered.
让今天从我口中说出你的每一句话都让人记得。
Please guide us as we look at your word today.
求你帮助我们，导引我们今天我们看到你的经文。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody serves something or someone.
每一个人都会为某个人或某件事来卖命。
It's true, we cannot escape it.
我们没有办法逃脱。
Everybody serves something or someone.
我们其实每一个人都在服侍某一个人或某一件事。
We may not literally serve some person, but if not, then we serve an idea.
也许我们不是很明显的在服侍某一个人，但是有时候我们是在为某一个理想在卖命。
You may not serve someone else, but if that's true, then you probably serve yourself.
如果你不是为某一个人在卖命的话，也许你在为你自己在拼命。
If you're a single adult,You serve desires and ambitions, perhaps looking for the ideal job or the ideal relationship.
如果你是单身的人的话，也许你会为你的欲望、你的野心，或者是为那个美好的一个关系在卖命。
If you're a married adult, you serve your spouse whether you like it or not.
也许如果你是已婚的话，也许你在服侍你的配偶，不管你喜不喜欢。
If you're elderly, you serve your body.And your body's needs as it limits the activities that you do.
如果你是年长的，也许你在为你的身体在服侍，因为你的身体只有有限的活动能够做。
No matter who you are, it is inevitable.
不管你是谁，这些事情是不可避免的。
Everybody serves something or someone.
我们每一个人都在服侍某一个人或某一件事。
Perhaps you're having a hard time thinking about that thing or person that you serve.
也许你一直想不到说你到底是在为什么而活。
It's really fairly easy to know what you serve or who you serve.
其实是很容易就能够看得出来。
All you have to do is look at the things in your life that take up a good amount of investment, whether time or money.
其实我们只要看我们一生当中的投资放绝大部分放在哪里就可以看得出来，不管是时间或金钱。
Or look at what takes up a good amount of focus.
或者说看你注意到哪些事情。
Or what takes up a good amount of energy as you try to achieve the goal or serve the person.
或者看到你的精力都驻足在什么地方。
Whatever or whomever it is, this is the thing or person that you serve.
不管是什么或者是什么人，这就是你的卖命的对象。
So, whom or what do you serve?
所以你到底将你的时间金钱放在什么地方呢？
Do you serve your work?
你是为你工作在卖命吗？
Do you pour your heart and life into it, finding your identity in what you do, letting time slip away from relationships so that you can perform in business?
是不是你倾注了你一生的精力在你的工作上，为了找到自己，或者是将你的心，或是在某一个关系上面？
Do you serve pleasure?
你是不是在为你的享受而卖命？
Do you live by the principle, if it feels good, do it, or do you avoid getting out of your comfort zone, even if it means disobeying God's call?
所以说当你在为你的享受卖命的时候，是不是按照一个原则，只要我喜欢为什么不可以，那是不是你愿意离开你的舒适区，甚至会为了要留在舒适区忽略了神对你的呼召。
Do you serve your child's future?
你是不是为你的孩子的未来在卖命？
Are you pressuring them to live the life that you always wanted or the life that you think is best, motivating them to be or do or thinkin such a way to get them into an Ivy League school and then a great career?
是不是你希望说你觉得最好的东西你就给他们压力让他们去做，因为想要让他们进到很好的长生藤，或者是有一个很好的职场生涯？
Do you serve yourself?
你是不是为你自己在卖命？
Are you seeking to do things that benefit you, even at the cost of others, putting yourself first as often as you can?
是不是得到那个利益，把你自己的需要放在最前面，不管即使是牺牲别人。
Or do you serve others' opinions, doing everything you can do to make sure that people like you?
所以或者是说你是别人说的什么都是好的，你也希望能够得到别人的赞许。
Do you serve comfort?
你是不是为你的舒适在卖力？
Are you doing everything you can to make sure that you have secured the American dream?
你是不是因为为了要抓到那个美国的梦在卖力？
Is it your goal to have a great job which allows you to make money so you can provide things that are necessary for your kids to get into the top schools so that they can have the great job and achieve the American dream?
所以你是不是为了要赚到更多的钱，所以说你在这里有个好的工作，甚至你的孩子以后也能够有个很好的生活，这个为了很好的 school 的学校。
Perhaps I didn't list what you serve.
也许我并没有把你为你的为什么在侍奉的事情讲出来。
Maybe you serve someone or something else.
也许你是服侍其他的人或是其他的事物。
The truth is, though, that everyone serves something or someone.
但事实上是每一个人都为某一件事情或某一个人在卖力。
What I want to know this morning is it worth it?
我今天想要问你们的就是，值得吗？
Is it worth serving that thing or person?
你觉得侍奉那个人或那个事物值不值得？
Are you glad that you serve who or what you serve?
你是不是觉得说侍奉这样子一个人或一个这样事情是值得的？
Or are you finding life to be empty or maybe bitter because the thing or person you serve is coming up short?
或者是你会觉得说你的人生很虚空或者很苦读，因为你侍奉的这个对象的回馈并没有你预期的这么好。
I have slides that we can use if you guys want.
我有几个投影片想要让大家看。
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Jesus addresses these kinds of questions this morning in today's passage.
在今天读的经文当中，耶稣都谈到。
Turn in your Bibles if you haven't already to Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 24.
那我们打开圣经到马太福音第六章19到24节。
As part of today's message, Jesus addresses this and other questions by giving three separate but connected statements.
在今天的经文当中，我们看到耶稣讲到三个很重要的关键，但是虽然他们好像分开，但是其实是连结的。
In all three statements, he addresses the issue of materialism, that's putting things first.
第一件事想当的，第一个就是我们所谓的唯物主义，就是把事物质放在第一位。
To do this, he first talks about the topic of treasure or savings in verses 19 through 21.
在第19到21节的时候，他提到的就是我们为自己积攒财宝。
Then he addresses the topic of sight by talking about our eyes, our focus in verses 22 through 23.
在第22到第23节的时候，他提到的是我们的眼睛。
And last, he addresses the topic of service by talking about two masters in verse 24.
在24节的时候，他提到我们侍奉两个主。
So we'll look at each of these sections to see what Jesus has to say about whom or what we serve.
那所以在这几段经文当中，我们一起来探讨耶稣讲说我们到底是为什么而活。
Look with me at verses 19 through 21.
那我们一起看第19到21节。
I will read it for a refreshing. Jesus says, Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
在这里会传道提到就是第六章19到21节这段经文。
In these verses, Jesus addresses the topic of savings or treasure.
在这里耶稣提到这是你的财宝跟你的积蓄。
Now, none of us really like being told what to do, but this doesn't stop Jesus.
其实我们每一个人都不希望让人家告诉我们要怎么做，但是耶稣还是这样教训我们。
From the beginning of today's passage, he says, do not.
所以在这段经文的开始的时候，耶稣很明确地提到说，不要。
Do not store for yourselves treasures on earth.
而且提到说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Most of us understand what he means when he says this.
但是我们大部分人都知道说他讲这句话的意思是什么。
We know that he means don't put your trust in the things that you own.
就是说我们不要把我们的信赖放在我们拥有的事物上面。
Some people might even go as far to say that Jesus is against any sort of saving where we store up wealth on this earth.
有些人甚至会更进一步的说，耶稣的意思是说，我们在生命当中所积蓄出来的东西，我们都不要放我们的信任在上面。
They think that he might mean get rid of your dependence on the Bank of America or on your 401k.
所以他的意思就是，也就是会觉得说，我们不要把我们的信任放在银行或者是在我们的退休基金上面。
But these people miss the point. They misread the passage outside the rest of the context of Scripture.
但是这些人其实他们误会了，他们有点断章取义，把这段经文套用。
John Stott explains.
约翰·史托特牧师曾这样说。
He says, in a word, to lay up treasure on earth does not mean being provident, making sensible provision for the future, but being covetous.
他说，在地上积聚财宝，并不是代表说你生活简朴，或者是存下你可以省下的东西，而是一种贪心的表现。
Stott gets this from the whole of Scripture, where we're expected to care for our family members, to enjoy God's creation, and even maybe to have possessions.
在这里想要说，我们也许想说要照顾我们的亲人，甚至在这边有一些存余，我们可以享受比较好的生活。
Jesus himself didn't speak against people having possessions.
耶稣在这里并没有讲到说人不可以拥有东西。
Instead, he speaks against people putting possessions first.
但是他这里讲的是说你不能把拥有这件事情放在第一位。
And here's why.
这就是为什么。
Jesus says, do not do this because earthly possessions are corruptible and vulnerable to loss.
但是提到耶稣提到说因为这些属世的东西是会朽坏，而且很容易丢失。
He makes this clear by pointing to the fact that moss or rust could destroy material goods.
那这里就在第十九节提到说，因为有虫子咬也能朽坏。
He even talks about the possibility of a thief breaking in and stealing treasure.
在这里也提到说，也有贼会挖窟窿来偷。
Back then, it was common practice to store your really valuable things under the floor of your house.So that a thief could literally break in and then grab your goods out of the floor.
在那个时候，人常常把自己有价值的东西藏在地底下，所以实际上一个贼是很容易从你的家里的地下把东西偷走。
Material goods, Jesus says, are corruptible and vulnerable.
这些物质上的东西，耶稣说是会朽坏，而且很容易丢失。
Instead of putting your trust in the treasures of this life, Jesus says to store up treasures in heaven.
在如果说我们耶稣说到说我们要把财宝积在天上，而不是存在地上。
These treasures are inherently better because they're different than earthly treasures.
这些财宝会不一样，因为它和地上的财宝是不一样的。
For example, treasures in heaven will not rot or be eaten by insects or destroyed by rust or stolen by thieves.
很明显的例子就是在天上的财宝没有虫子咬，也不会朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Rather, treasures in heaven are good and guaranteed, with even greater security than can be given by the FDIC.
在天上的财宝不但是这样，而且是非常的好，而且是有保证的，比美国联邦存款保险的保证还要坚固。
But what exactly are these treasures?
那这些财宝。这样财宝到底是什么
？They sound nice, but how do we store them up?
那听起来是不错，但是我们怎么样积攒
？Unfortunately, Jesus doesn't clarify here or anywhere else in the gospel.
很不幸的，在耶稣在这段经文当中并没有提及，也没有在其他的福音书中提及。
But the apostle Paul gives us some clues in 1 Timothy 6:18-19.
但是使徒保罗在提摩太前书第六章八到十九节却有说到。
There he writes, command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
在这提到说，要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
It would seem then that treasures in heaven are, as John Stott puts it, temporal activities with eternal consequences.
在这里就好像刚刚的史牧师提到的说，在我们在人生短暂的时间做的好事，却在永恒当中有永存的价值。
Basically, we store up treasures in heaven by doing things that will get us and others ready for heaven.
这是说看着说我们在地上做的事情是帮助我们以及其他人准备进入天堂。
We store up treasures in heaven by not living this life as if it's all that there is.
我们活的生命不是好像我们就只有这样子而已了。
We store up treasures in heaven by doing things like being rich in good deeds and being generous or sharing.
那我们储存财宝在天上，在我们有限的人生当中是要甘心施舍供给人。
But why does it matter where we store up our treasures?
但为什么我们要储存财宝在天上呢？
I mean, heaven sounds more secure, but does it really matter?
就好像在天上积存财宝是好像不错，但是有什么关系呢？
Jesus addresses that question in verse 21.
就在第21节的时候，耶稣就这样说。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
他说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Put differently, this verse could say, your treasure leads your heart.
如果用另外一个方法来说，就是你的财宝会引导你的心。
Or your heart will follow your treasure.
或你的心会跟着你的财宝走。
So it does matter where we store up our treasures because it is there where our hearts will go.
但是说从这个角度来看的话，你就发觉说这是很重要的，因为我们的心会跟着我们的财宝走。
This means if we put things first in our life,then our heart will be given to things.
所以如果我们将事物放在第一位的话，你就知道说我们的心会跟着我们的事物。
But if we put heavenly treasures first, our hearts will be there.
如果说我们将天上的财宝放在第一位的话，我们的心也会跟天上的财宝。
It does matter where we store up treasures because it is an issue of the heart.
所以说从这个角度来看，的确有很大的关系，因为我们的心是有关联的。
Jesus addresses savings or treasure.Because you and I serve whatever or whomever we treasure.
在耶稣在那边提到，就是积蓄以及财宝，是因为我们都会想要侍奉我们珍惜的东西。
Our interests or energy or commitments reflect our hearts.
我们的喜好，我们的精力都会用在那些我们珍惜的东西上面。
So putting things first, anything other than God first, is an issue of the heart.
所以说当我们开始侍奉把事物放在第一位而不是把神放第一位就其实是一个新的问题。
But putting things first or serving stuff is not only an issue of the heart, it's also an issue of the eye.
但是也提到说我们把事物放在第一位的时候不光只是心的问题也是我们眼睛的问题。
Look at verses 22 and 23.
那我们看第22到23节。
The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
就是眼睛是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明了。你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
To be perfectly honest with you, when I first started studying this passage, it made no sense to me.
其实我很明白，我很诚实地告诉你，当我第一次读到这个经文的时候，我觉得这一句话没有道理。
What does Jesus mean when he says the eye is the lamp of the body, or if your eyes are good, your whole body full of light?
所以耶稣在讲说眼睛是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明，是什么意思呢
？What are good eyes anyway?
所以所谓的明亮的眼睛到底是什么意思呢
？What are bad eyes？
那这所谓的昏花的眼睛又是什么呢
？As I studied, it became clear that Jesus is using a metaphor here.
但是当我读越多之后，我就开始能够了解，其实耶稣在这边是用一个比喻。
When he says the eye is the lamp of the body, he's basically saying it's through our eyes that you see.
当耶稣这边提到说眼睛是身上的灯的时候，其实他就在说我们用我们的眼睛看到事情。
And it would probably bore you this morning if I were to go into a detailed explanation of how ancient peoples considered the functionality of the eye.
对，我当我如果跟你讲说眼睛是到底怎么功用的话，也许你们都会睡着。
So we're just going to skip that and get right to the point.
所以我们就不要谈那些眼睛的构造，我们就直接讲到耶稣为什么讲。
You and I see through our eyes.
我们是借由眼睛看到事物。
If we have good eyes, namely eyes that help us see, then we'll be full of light, which means.We'll be able to see where we're going.
所以当我们说我们的有明亮的眼睛的时候，帮助我们看到东西，就是我们说我们全身都有光明，就是我们也知道说我们前面的道路。
But having a good eye meant different things as well.
但是有一个明亮的眼睛也有其他的意义。
We know this by comparison of the phrase bad eye.
我们用如果我们看看这风花的眼睛来做比较的话，我们就更清楚。
In a number of different places in Scripture, the phrase "bad eye" is translated as being covetous.
在圣经当中，这个所谓的风花的眼睛，其实一直就讲到是啊垂涎或是贪恋。
Those with bad eyes were people who were unsatisfied with what they had and wanted what others had, or wanted more than what others had.
就是在啊圣经当中讲到所谓的风花的眼睛，就是讲到说人不满足于现状，或者想要得到他比他拥有的还要多的。
Their eyes were split in their focus, looking at what they had and looking what others had.
他们眼睛好像是分开的，看看他自己拥有的东西，也看看他自己所没有的东西。
So by comparison, a good eye is one that is single or whole.
是，当我们从这个角度来看的话，所谓明亮的眼睛就是我们单一的注视，我们是拥有全部的。
It's also important to know that eyes, just like hearts, were associated in biblical times with motivation or focus.
这 也值得提到 一提的就是眼睛就像心一样，在圣经 的 那段 时间当中是跟我们的重点以及我们的动机连在一起的。
What Jesus is really addressing in these verses is the ambition of our hearts, or what we focus on, what we set our eyes on.
在耶稣这边提到的就是说我们心的一个企图心，或者是我们注意的东西。
A person with good eyes is undivided in their focus.
一个有明亮眼睛的人是不左左顾右盼。
Looking at one goal helps put all other things in perspective, allowing a person to know where they're going or to walk in the light.
就他注目在一个特定的目标，就能将其他的事物权衡在其生活的当中。
A person with bad eyes has something of a split vision or focus.
当一个人眼睛昏花，他的重心就会分开。
Because of this, they were full of darkness.
就是因为这个原因，是他全身就黑暗。
Their lives were so clouded that even the cloudy areas seemed like light.
他的眼目是如此的被蒙蔽，所以他的生活当中也好像就缺乏了光。
This is because of their coveting heart.
就是因为他们有一个贪婪的心。
One commentator writes.Those who justify their pursuit of material wealth by comparing with others will blind themselves to the truth of their disobedience and will affect the whole relationship with God.
一个注释注上曾经这样讲说，一个追求物质财富上面的人，他常常会为自己的看不到真理的事情找一些理由。
And John Stott agrees when he writes, just as our eye affects our body, so our ambition or what we fix our eyes and hearts on.Affects our whole life.
在所以说，此牧师刚刚我们提到那个牧师，他提到说，就是因为我们心的问题，让我们也注视在不同的事上，也影响到我们一生。
So if your eyes are good, you'll be undivided in your focus, in your ambition, in what you put first, in what you serve.
所以当我们有一个明亮的眼睛，我们的注视的目标是一致的，是没有左顾右盼，也没有分开的。
This actually provides clarity.
但反而能够让我们看得更清晰。
But if your eye is bad, also covetous or divided in its ambition, this can throw your whole life into confusion and cause you to lose focus.
如果说我们有个昏暗的眼睛，常常会让我们的目标变得很混乱，我们就会失去我们的目标。
Having a bad eye could cause you to lose sight of the one thing that's important.Which Jesus brings to light in the next section.
所以，当我们有一个昏暗眼睛的时候，我们就会失去我们的目标。所以，耶稣在下面再提到另外一个重点。
So look with me at the last verse in today's passage.
就让我们一起来看今天的最后一个经节。
Jesus has addressed savings and sight, and now he moves to service.
耶稣在前面提到积攒财宝以及我们的眼光。现在他提到了我们是侍奉谁。
No one can serve two masters. Either he will love the one or hate the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
所以在第二十四节提到说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
As we look together at this verse, we'll look at the nature of service, the nature of money or mammon, and the nature of God.
所以当我们看到这段经节的时候，我们就要看到我们这个 服事的目的以及马门它到底在代表什么。
Well, some people read this verse, they disagree, when they think about service.
所以当有些人读到这段经文的时候，他们并不同意耶稣这么说。
They say, it is possible to serve two different things. I serve my wife and my work, among other things.
他说因为实际上我们是可以服侍两个人，虽然我又服侍我太太，也在公司服侍。
But that kind of statement reveals ignorance of what Jesus is saying by serve and master.
但是这样说的人，他们其实忽略了耶稣所谓的服侍以及主那个真正的意义。
Another possible translation would be that no one is able to be a slave to two masters.
所以说如果我们换一个角度来讲这句话的话，就是说一个人不可能成为两个主人 的仆人。
Now what Jesus says makes more sense.
如果从这角度来看的话，耶稣讲的就很有道理。
One commentator writes, the point of this verse is that nature, is that by nature slavery requires absolute loyalty and commitment, and therefore an exclusive commitment to a single master.
有一段解经书就这么说，说在这段经文的重点其实就在讲到说，某一个这个仆人一个奴隶，他必须要对他的主人有100%的忠心，所以由于这个原因就不可能侍奉两个不同的主人。
So what Jesus is saying is true.
所以耶稣讲的是真的。
No one is able to serve two masters because a master requires absolute commitment.
因为没有一个人能够侍奉两个主，因为主人要他的仆人有完全的忠心。
The service here is not optional.
在这里讲到的服事不是随意的。
Rather, Jesus is talking about being a slave.
耶稣在讲到就是讲到很深刻，真的是被捆绑那种。
As he talks about enslavement, he makes reference to one example.
所以他提到讲到说是被属于被捆绑的呢，他想要用一个例子来说。
He talks about money, as the NIV puts it, or mammon, as it's found in other translations.
在这里他提到的就是用金钱，或者是用马门来形容。
I'll use the term mammon this morning, as it helps provide more of a personification than money.
所以我们今天我们会用马门来讲，这样的话，对比用金钱更有一种拟人化的角度来看。
Mammon is a great temptation.
马门是一个很大的试探。
Basically, mammon represents materialism, putting things first.
其实马门意思就是唯物，把事物放在第一位。
It is the pursuit of material wealth or goods as the highest goal.
是等于是将追求物质放在最高的目标。
But mammon is a cruel master.
但是你要知道，马门是一个很狠心的主人。
As Jesus pointed out in verses 19 through 21, earthly treasures, or mammon, will prove fleeting, unreliable, corruptible, vulnerable to loss.
在第19到21节的时候，我们可以看到耶稣说到说，地上的财宝其实是马门，它是暂时的，也不可靠的，而且会毁坏。
This is just as true in our day as it was in Jesus' day.
这样子的话语在我们今天是一样，像当年一样能够运用得上。
If you want a modern day example, just look at Harvard in today's economy.
如果说你要一个例子的话，我们可以看现在的哈佛大学来做一个例子。
Prior to this year, Harvard had a $37 billion endowment.
在今天之前，哈佛大学有370亿的基金。
That is a massive accumulation of wealth.
那是一个很大很大的堆积。
But in this past year alone, they lost 30% of it through the bad economy.
就是在过去这一年当中，因为经济的不景气，他们已经损失了30%。
There goes some $12 billion gone in a few months.
换句话说，就是120亿美金在过去的几个月当中就消失了。
At the beginning of things, Mammon promises really nice stuff.
在刚开始的时候，马门好像能够让你拥有很多好的东西。
Mammon says, if you have money, you can be happy.
马门也许说，当你有钱的时候，你就会很高兴。
Mammon says, if you have money, you can be beautiful.
我们说你如果有钱的话你可以很漂亮。
If you have money, you can have whatever you want.
如果你有钱的话你可以拥有一切。
But in reality, Mammon is a cruel master.
但是实际上你要知道马门是一个很新的学问。
And the reason is because the pursuit of material goods, the pursuit of money is in the long run worthless.
因为如果你追求物质的话，其实你要知道最终的目的就是没有那个价值。
That's why mammon is a great temptation.
所以说马门为什么是一个很大的诱惑？
Mammon is not only a great temptation, it's also a great model.
马门 不仅是一个很大的诱惑，它也是一个很好的典型的例子。
If Jesus didn't have to talk about the pursuit of wealth,
耶稣在这里不是讲到追求金钱。
If he were to speak to us today, he could say, you cannot serve both God and others' opinions.
在这里 在现今的时代中，我们也可以说我们，你不能服侍我们的神，也服侍其他人的意见。
You cannot serve both God and your child's future.
或者说我们不能服侍主又服侍你孩子的未来。
You cannot serve both God and work.
或者说你不能又服侍神又服侍你的工作。
You cannot serve both God and comfort.
你不能服侍神也不能服侍你自己的舒适。
You cannot serve both God and whatever else there is.
或者你可以说你不能侍奉神或是其他任何你珍惜的东西。
Mammon represents anything that calls for a compromise in our relationship with God.
换句话说，马门其实它是代表一个，我们会让我们与神之间的关系有个不好的妥协。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a martyr in Germany in the 1950s, wrote.
潘霍华牧师啊，一个德国的牧师，在1950年的时候这样写。
Everything which hinders us from loving God above all things and acts as a barrier between ourselves and our obedience to Jesus is our treasure, or the place where our hearts lie.
任何一个事情让我们与神之间的爱有了一个隔绝或是一个障碍的话，就是我们心中不应该有的财宝。
And these earthly treasures are ultimately unsatisfying.
其实这些属世的财宝终究不能满足人的心。
As a matter of fact, anything we serve or put first other than God will be temporary and unreliable, ultimately unsatisfying.
事实上，任何事情我们如果把它放在第一位，而不是神的话，最终我们会知道说只是暂时的，而且不能满足人心。
Even if you or I were to get the treasures that we seek or the things which we focus on, if it's other than God, these things will leave you feeling empty and helpless.
如果不是神的话，我们将其他事情放在首位，最终就会让我们感到虚空。
They will not satisfy.
他们不会满足你的心。
For example, what about work?
比如说，比如说你的工作。
What if you became the best at your business and ended up becoming a CEO who gets millions of dollars in bonuses even during recession?
好，比如说你在你的事业上达到高峰，成为公司的董事长。又每年都有百万的红利。
Will that satisfy?
你会觉得你很满足吗？
What about comfort?
舒适又怎么样呢？
What if you, through the jobs that God's given you, make a lot of money and provide everything necessary so your children can get into a good college and then get a good job?
那因为神的供给，让你今天有很好的工作，很好很多钱，让你的孩子能够进入很好的学校。
What if they, through the jobs given them by God, make a lot of money and provide everything necessary for their kids so that their kids can get into a good college and then get a good job?
就像你的孩子，因为他有很好的教育，又有很好的工作，所以他可以给他自己的孩子有很好的学历，有很好的工作，又怎么样呢？
And what if their kids, through the jobs given them by God, make a lot of money so that their kids, which would be your great-grandchildren, can get into a good college and then get a good job and make a lot of money.
换句话，如果继续我们继续下去的话，就是你的曾孙，因为你孙子有很好的教育，有很好的工作，能够给他们有很好的教育，又怎么样呢？
I mean, is this thought satisfying to you?
你觉得听这样子的一个循环是很满足的吗？
Is this what you wake up every morning trying to accomplish?
这是不是你每天早上醒来的第一个要奋斗的目标呢？
Did Jesus live and die so you could have a comfortable suburban life?
耶稣钉在十字架上，是不是就让你能够有这样一个很舒适，好像在郊区舒适房屋里面的一个生活呢？
These things will not satisfy.
这些东西不会满足人心。
We cannot serve our own comfort and God.
我们没有办法又服侍自己的舒适又服侍神。
Jesus was right.
耶稣是对的。
We cannot serve both God and Mammon.
我们没有办法又服侍神又服侍马门。
Neither can we serve God in anything else.
我们也没有办法侍奉神或者是任何其他一样东西。
This is one of the greatest errors expressed in all of Scripture.
在圣经当中，我们可以看到好多好多这样的例子。
Again and again, God tells His people that He alone is to be worshipped.
在圣经当中一再的提到，神告诉他的子民，他是唯一可以被侍奉的对象。
Again and again, He says He alone is to be served.
在圣经当中一再的提及，他是唯一侍奉的对象。
In fact, any time we set our hearts on God and
事实上，如果当我们开始侍奉神和另外一样东西的时候。
Anytime we focus on God and,
是当我们侍奉神和的时候
，That's idolatry.
其实就是在崇拜偶像。
Throughout the whole scripture, the picture is very clear.
在圣经当中，我们可以看到非常的清晰。
We are to set our hearts on God alone and never on God and.
我们应该专心的爱神啊，而不是神和另外一样。
And Jesus simply reiterates that point in this verse.
其实耶稣在这段经文当中只是重复这个主题。
The reason is because as soon as we place our hopes in God and,
所以当我们把我们的盼望放在神和另外一样事情的时候，
we stop serving God alone and we started to serve the other thing.
所以我们就停止侍奉神而开始侍奉另外一样。
And as John Stott explains, God can be served only with an entire and exclusive devotion.
就好像刚刚史牧师提到的，神是唯一我们可以侍奉的对象，而且必须要全心的侍奉。
This is seen from this verse in the nature of slavery.
在这段经文当中，我们可以很明显的看到。
But it's also seen in who God is.
但也可以从神是谁看得出来。
So we've seen the nature of slavery or service and the nature of Mammon, and finally we'll look at the nature of God.
所以我们从侍奉的角度，我们可以从马门的角度，我们也从服事的角度来看到。
The God of the Bible, the God whom Jesus served, is a great God.
在圣经中的神，从就是耶稣服事的那个神，是一个伟大的神。
Jesus tells us who God is in the verses that precede today's passage.
在这段经文的前面，耶稣讲到神是怎么样一个伟大的神。
In verses 1 through 18, we learn that God is our heavenly Father.
在第六章一到十八节提到，耶稣说，我们的神是我们在天上的父。
And that as our Father, He knows our needs, He sees what's done in secret, and He provides for what we need.
他就说，他是我们天上的父，他知道我们的需要，他也知道我们在暗中做的事。
We learn from today's passage in verses 19 through 21.
在第十九到二十一节今天的经文当中，
we learn that our Heavenly Father gives good gifts that do not fade or spoil, things like contentment, meaning, significance.
我们的神也给我们很好的礼物，比如说我们的满足的心，我们的人生的意义。
He does that not only in this life, but especially in the next.
他不光只是在这个人生赏赐你，在我们的永生当中他也一样。
We see in verses 22 and 23 that our Heavenly Father helps us maintain focus on what matters.
在第二十二到第二十三节我们也看到神帮助我们，我们天上的父帮助我们我们的注意力。
He keeps us from coveting or having a bad eye so that everything else is put into perspective.
他让我们有一个明亮的眼睛，也不会让我们有个垂涎的心，所以我们的注目都在神身上。
And in this verse, in verse 24, we see that our Heavenly Father is jealous for our hearts.
在第二十四节我们也看到神是一个忌邪的神。
He will not tolerate anything that keeps us from following Him, and that's for our own benefit.
但他不会容忍任何一个不追随他的人，这也是为了我们的好处。
We must serve God alone.
我们必须单一的侍奉我们的神。
God, our Father, requires single-hearted, single-eyed devotion.
我们的神是要一个全心的奉献以及单一的重 重呃注注目在他身上。
He requires this because it's the best thing for us.
他之所以这样要求，其实是对我们的为我们的好处。
We must serve God alone.
我们必须单一的服侍神。
There is no compromise with God.
在他当中没有妥协。
Serving God in anything else is idolatry.
又侍奉神，又侍奉其他的，其实就是呃侍奉偶像。
We must serve God alone.
我们必须单一的侍奉神。
But how? How can we serve God alone?
但是我们怎么样去做呢？我们怎么样才有办法单一的侍奉神呢？
I know in my own life, when I read the Bible that said I must love God with my whole heart, I had a real problem.
对我自己而言，我看到圣经说要全心的爱神的时候，我有点困扰。
When it says I need to love God with my whole heart, it made me think.
当他说我必须全心的爱神的时候，让我去思考一件事。
I mean, how can I love God with my whole heart and have anything left of myself to give to my wife?
当我全心爱神的时候，我还能拿什么出来来爱我，比如说我的妻子呢？
How can I serve God alone and have any room to serve anyone else?
那我全心服侍神的时候，我又有什么拿出来能够服侍其他人呢？
It would seem that serving God alone would make me very self-centered and self-focused.
所以当我说我全心爱服侍神的时候，好像变成我是一个自私自利的人。
But I came to realize that serving God alone doesn't mean that I can't serve others.
但是经过一段时间后，我发觉当你单一服侍神了，并不代表你不能做其他的事。
Serving God alone means I put God first in my life.
所以当你让我们说到你服侍神的时候，其实我们将神放在首位。
And as my master, God has priority.First in my life.
所以当我们将神放在是我们的主的时候，我们是把他放在我们生命当中的首位。
And because of who God is and because of how love works, then I'm enabled, because I love God, to love other people.
也是因为这个原因，所以因为我爱神，他也帮助我能够爱其他人。
That's how love is. Love seeks to include other people and bring them into that same joy you experience.
所以这就是所谓的爱，当你爱某些人的时候，你把他一起包括在你所爱的事情的身上。
And this is what we see the Apostle John writing in the book of 1 John.
所以在约翰一书保罗约翰使徒约翰也提到。
He says, "This is love for God, to obey His commands."
他说这就是神的爱，就是遵守他的命令。
And he says, "This is His command, to love one another, as He has loved us."
他就提到说，这是神 的命令，你要彼此相爱。
Similarly, because I serve God alone, I'm enabled to serve my wife and this church because I do so in order that God will be first, not only in my life but also in the lives of others.
所以当我们开始单一服侍神的时候，我也能够开始服侍我的太太，以及教会，因为借由服侍，让别人和我自己都能够看到神的。
This is how we can serve God alone.
就是让我们帮助我们能够单一的服侍神。
God takes first place in our life.
神在我们的生命当中居首位。
Our hearts have room for only one master.
我们的心其中只能有一个主人。
There's only room for one in the position of first place.
所以在首位的地方只能有一位。
So what will it be?
所以对你而言，那是什么呢？
Jesus confronts us today with an either or.
耶稣在这边让我们质问我们，我们的选择是什么？
Dietrich Bonhoeffer explains, either we love God or we love earthly goods and gold.
刚前面提到德国的那位潘牧师就提到说，我们爱神，或者是我们爱世界上的财宝。
Because it's an either or, you cannot have it both ways.
因为它是这个或那个，所以你不能两个都拥有。
You cannot serve God and something else because that's idolatry.
你没有办法鱼与熊掌兼得，是因为那样就是敬拜偶像。
God, our master, requires entire and exclusive devotion.
因为神要你单一不偏移的专心的爱他。
You cannot sit on the fence.
你不能站在一个篱笆墙上。
Jesus doesn't leave you or I with that option.
耶稣也没有让你或我有这样子的一个选择。
God doesn't call for just a part of you, He calls for all of you.
耶稣神不是只是呼召你的一部分，而是你全心全人。
We must choose.
所以我们必须要做个选择。
So, who or what do you serve?
所以你到底是侍奉什么呢？
Do you serve your work, your pleasure, your child's future, yourself, others' opinions, or comfort or materialism?
所以你是侍奉你的工作、你的享受、你的孩子的未来，或是你自己或其他人的一些意见吗？
I don't know your heart, but you know your heart.
我不能了解你的心，但是你自己知道你的光景。
You know where your heart lies.
你知道你的心在哪里。
Do you serve these things, or do you serve God alone, giving Him the whole of your life?
所以你是服侍你自己的需要，或者是你愿意服侍神，把你全人都服侍，都献给他。
Do you do this even if it means losing your life by submitting it to its will, to His will, and living in complete dependence on Him, so that it will bring Him honor and glory?
所以这也包括，当你知道服侍神的时候，会使你失去生命，因为他能够得到最高的荣耀。
Jesus tells us today.You must serve God alone because no one can serve two masters.
耶稣在这里告诉我们说，你必须要单的服侍神，因为没有一个人能够侍奉两个主。
So do you put God first?
所以你是不是把神放在首位？
I want to leave you with a quote from Joshua 24:15.
所以在结束的时候，我要让与你们分享耶稣雅书第24:15.
There he says, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable for you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve.
你们若以为侍奉耶和华不好，今日你们就可以选择要侍奉的。
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Amen.
Amen.
我们非常谢谢魏传道给我们的信息。魏传道。